Hello, this is Tony Alamo. Praise the Lord. This is tape number 30 regarding eating and drinking life. Not knowledge, but life. There's a difference between, a lot of difference between knowledge and life. Understanding and knowledge are not the same. And so we're going to learn that if you already haven't, all right? So let's go up to the throne and ask the Lord to bless this service. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank and praise your holy name for wisdom and understanding of your word, to rightly divide it so that it can enter into us as our food and our drink. Lord, bless the words that are said here on this tape. And Lord, bless everyone that hears it by opening their heart, their soul, and their mind to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's go.
The breath of life.
Okay, the breath of life. Now we're going to be talking about the air, the vapor, the water that's in the air. Amen? Because, you know, it's been said that the women of Norway have better complexion than anybody in the world because all the vapors that come up into the around the fjords there, and it's a constant vaporizing of the water, and it condenses on their skin. And that's why, you know, people that have dry skin should have a vaporizer in their room, not a hot vaporizer, but a cool one, so that it can give moisture to your skin. Now, you're not to eat chicken skin, but it's good to keep your skin from being dry by having a vaporizer in your room if you do have dry skin. All right? Now, the Lord is the vapor is like water in the air. Amen?
Amen.
And so we'll read about this, okay? I've written something on that today. Go ahead.
In other messages, you are now able to see that the Lord is our life supply. First, as water for us to drink, and second, as food for us to eat. You can now see that the food is in the water. Isaiah.
Yeah, you know that now, right? You go down to the water to eat, so the food is in the water. Amen. All right, then what?
Isaiah 55 tells us that when we come to the waters, we also eat. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat.
Okay, so we went through that before on a couple of other tapes. Come to the water and eat. Oh, amen? Because the tree of life gets its life, its sustenance from the water. And when you're at the water, the tree is also there as well, the tree of life, and you can eat from it. The tree, or the food from the tree of life, and the water are one. They're both the same. They're both Christ. All right, then what?
The tree of life as the food grows in or by the water of life.
Right, it grows in itself by the water of life. But because it's close to the water, amen? We have to be close to the Lord or he's going to say to us, I never knew you. You may say, I know him, but he's just blatantly going to come out and tell you, if you don't know him, that I never knew you. Okay, and that's in the seventh chapter of the book of Matthew. All right, then what else?
Thus, if we are going to eat of the tree of life, we must go to the water of life. We must go to the water to get our food.
And we must go to the tree to get to the water. Both of them are the same. Amen? Okay, then what?
Isaiah 55:1 shows us that when we go to the waters, we get to eat and we buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Okay, now, is wine food?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Because grapes are food, amen? And to make the wine, you got to squeeze the grapes until the juice comes out, but there's still food there. It's still great squeezed food. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Both wine and food, and milk are food, and they're also drink. Amen? Same thing. my uncle, one of my uncles, was a wino. And I was buying some grapes. I said, "You want some, Leo?" And he says, "No, I drink my grapes." Very funny, Leo. Okay, he died from a liver disease from drinking wine, too much wine. Amen? And then what?
Who can tell whether milk is water or food, because milk is food in water? Wine is the same as milk in this respect. Wine is food in water. Wine is made from grapes, which are food. When the grapes become wine, they have become food in water. The food is in the water, and the water is in the air.
Wait a minute. Now we're going into the air here, right? Into the breath, the wind. Is there life in the wind, the breath? Amen? Sure is. Jesus, God blew the breath of life into us. Amen? The air, the wind of life into us. Did you ever hear anybody say that they got the wind knocked out of them?
Yes.
Well, they really didn't, or they wouldn't be able to tell it, you know. You got it partially knocked out of you, but if you got it all knocked out of you, all the life would be out of you. You wouldn't have any more life, amen?
Amen.
Okay, so don't believe them. Then what?
When water becomes vapor, it gets into the air.
Right. Vapor rises up, amen? And then it makes clouds, and then it comes back down again. Amen? It's like a... not a vicious circle, it's just a real nice circle, the way the Lord set it up. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what?
The air sends water to earth in the form of rain, and the water on earth vaporizes and goes back to the air. There are devices called vaporizers which convert the water into vapor for inhalation and are used to make dry skin moist.
Right, or just to make you have more life inside of you, to breathe vapors. Now, my room is so full of humidity that I have to have two dehumidifiers in there, and it makes my scalp real dry and flaky and everything else. So pray for me that I'll be able to solve that problem, okay? Maybe I can sleep with a vaporizer on me, but the clothes get in my closet get so full, they get like, mildew, you know, on them, and I don't want to ruin my clothes. So it's a vicious circle in there. Lord, solve that problem in the name of Jesus. All right, what else?
The people of Norway are said to have the most beautiful and moist complexions because of the vapors coming up from the countryside, the fjords. After time, the waters in the vaporizer goes into the air. When we live in a room where a vaporizer is being used, we breathe in the air and receive the water into us, because the water is in the air.
Right, and if you've got plenty of water in you, you can't dry out, right? I've got that figured out. But it's very perplexing because I don't want my clothes to get mildewed. But I don't want me to dry up and blow away either. Okay, so try to figure that out for me. All right, what else?
Genesis 2:5-6 says, "And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth."
I took this out of the King James Version. Then what else?
"And there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth."
Ah, there it is, the mist from the ground. Otherwise, everything would dry up and blow away. The Lord says that he made man out of the dust, and dust is dry. And so before, the plant, he planted them and everything, it was just dry. And he made man out of the dust, and before anything was planted. Then when it was planted, and when man was made, then he let mist come up so that man could be watered too. Make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that we don't dry up and blow out. Dust, dry dust, cannot walk around. Right?
Okay.
We have to have some mist. That's why they tell you to drink plenty of water, I guess. Right? Keep yourself in good health. Right? Because the life is in the water. Amen?
Amen.
In the mist. Then what?
"But there went up a mist from the earth and watered..."
Now, that's the Bible. I didn't make that up. Okay? This is before man was created, you know? This is before anything was planted, really. Okay, then what?
"But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground."
The ground. Okay, then what?
"The mist from the earth is the vapor that waters."
The mist from the ground is the water. The what?
The vapors.
The vapors that waters. We need vapors to water us, amen? Now we're going to get into the meaning of spirit, wind, and what else? No. Breath. Okay, see? Then what?
Plants grow to produce food by being watered, and the water comes from the air.
It does come from the air. It goes into the air and then waters the plants, right? That's what the Bible says. Then what?
The air sends the water, and the water is absorbed in the food to make it grow. In Ezekiel 47, we have seen that along with the water are the trees for food.
Right. You know, when the Lord put me on a fast without food and water, I thought I was just going to dry up and die. We really need water. And after you've been on a fast without food and water, the only thing you miss is water. You just don't want... I mean, it isn't so much the food. You want that water. Okay, then what?
The water heals the salt sea and produces many fish.
Now, there's a difference between the water in the firmament, above the firmament, and the water down here. The Lord is the living water, and this water down here keeps us alive, but it doesn't keep us alive forever because we still get old no matter how much of it we drink. Amen? But we can drink of the Lord and we never die. And because when we drink, we're eating. Amen? And we're drinking and eating what? Him, the Spirit. Amen? The vapor of life. The wind, the breath. What? The Spirit. Amen? And then what?
The water also waters the desert, turning it into fountains of kids and calves. The trees, the fish, and the cattle are for food. This food came from the water, and the water comes from the air.
Doesn't the fish come from the water?
Yes.
And doesn't the water come from the air?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
We have to listen to this tape again, folks. Okay, what else?
If we want to get the food, if we want to have life, we have to go to the water.
Because the Lord is the water, and He's the food. If we go to the water, we'll be able to eat too. Amen?
Amen.
We'll be able to eat and drink the Lord. Then what?
If we are going to get the water, we need the air.
Yeah, try to, you know... We can't live long without water, but we can even live less without air. I give you about 3 or 4 minutes at the most without air, right? But I went 30 to 40 days without water. So air is important. We don't think much about the air. We don't really thank the Lord for the air as much as we should, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. Amen?
Amen.
The air is good, right? The Nima, the Ruach, right? The air, the breath, the wind, the spirit of life. Then what?
If we are going to eat, we have to drink. If we are going to drink, we have to breathe. When we breathe...
You don't want to breathe? Try 4 minutes without it, okay? Then what?
When we breathe in the air, we have the water.
Amen. We got life. Then what?
In the water, we have the food. Eventually, the air is the breath, and the Bible, the breath, is the Spirit of God.
And in the Bible, the breath is the same as the capital S, Spirit of God. Amen? The air. When we are breathing the air, you're breathing in the Lord. Amen? Because He is the Nima, the Ruach, the air. The spirit, the breath of life. Amen? And the wind. Then what?
In both the Hebrew and Greek languages, the word for the Spirit of God is the same word for breath. The Greek word for the Spirit of God is pneuma, and the Hebrew word for Spirit of God is ruach. In Ezekiel 37, the Hebrew word is translated into 3 words, spirit, breath, and wind.
Which is the same as air, right? And the water is in the air. The life is in the air, right? Life is in the water. When you breathe in the air, you're getting water. Life, amen? If we're talking about life, that is, right? And that's what we are talking about. Then what?
The food is in the water. The water is in the air. The air is in the breath. the breath is the spirit, and
the capital spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, of God. Then what?
And the spirit is God.
Right, God is the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And all those that worship him must worship him in spirit, small s, with your spirit, and in truth, the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
If you're going to serve him, you have to serve him according to the word of God. That's worshiping the Lord, is to read what he says for us to do and then do it. Because we know that we have eternal life because we keep his commandments. We do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Make sense? Right. Okay, then what?
John 4:24 tells us that God is spirit.
Sure does. Read it.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit.
In small spirit, in your own little spirit, okay? And?
And in truth.
Amen. God is a big spirit, the great spirit of life, and he blew the breath of life into us, our spirit, which because of man's fall is now temporary. We have to be united with God. Eternal spirit in order for us to regain, to be redeemed, to be saved out of a temporal life into an eternal life. Make sense? Okay, then what?
The essence of God is spirit.
Right, just like the essence of this table is wood. Amen? Or it could have been made out of metal, in which case the essence of the table would be metal. Or your toothbrush would be made out of hog's hair. Don't think about that when you're brushing your teeth. Okay, then what?
The same as wood, stone, metal, glass, etc., may be the essence of a coffee table. Spirit is the divine essence.
The big spirit, S, capital S-P-I-R-T, is the divine essence of God. Okay, then what?
God is spirit. He is ruach or pneuma.
Yeah, he's breath. He's our breath. He's our air. He's our water and our food. Amen?
Amen.
He's the wind. When you hear the wind blowing, you're hearing from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You see the clouds up above. There's water in there. That's from the Lord. Then what?
The essence of God is the divine breath. God is breath to us.
Yeah, and air, I might add. Then what?
Man was the only creation of God into whom God breathed the breath of life, Genesis 2:7.
He didn't breathe the breath of life into a donkey, all right, or a chicken, only man. And then God blew the breath of life into a man's nostrils, amen? Blew the breath of life into man's nostrils, and he became a living soul. Not a dead soul, but one that would live forever, a living soul. Because it was the real divine breath of God blowing in the divine breath of life into us, and we became living souls, and then Adam really blew it. And then we became dead in our sins and trespasses type souls. And we have to be redeemed. We have to be reunited to the Spirit of God. And the only way we can do that is to not be disobedient to His Word, but to be very obedient to His Word to ensure that we'll be standing before the throne of God, praising and thanking him and worshiping him eternally. Amen?
Amen.
Breathing in the life, which is even magnified more than here. When we're breathing in the very essence of life, the atmosphere around his throne and throughout heaven. It's like a breath that you've never, ever experienced before. And what?
Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yeah, living, not dead. We're dead in our sins and trespasses before we breathe in the eternal life of God until the day that we receive the water, the food, until we accept Christ. Now, a lot of people have done bad things in the past, and I've had people come up to me and say, you know, these messages are getting to me, and I'm really sorry for what I did in the past. I said, don't dwell on it, because Paul said that he didn't dwell on the things that were in the past, but he presses on to the mark, right? You have to forget about that, or you're always going to be bummed out, okay? Don't remember it. Just keep your eyes on the Lord and keep going forth, all right? You understand?
Yeah.
Don't just shake your head and say yes and not mean it. You have to know it and mean it and receive it because that's what the Lord says, amen?
Amen.
If you're going to be saved, you got to believe in Christ, God, the Word, the food, the drink, the manna. Okay, then what?
The produce of heaven.
This breath of life became man's human spirit. God made man by forming him out of the dust, the dry dust of the ground, and breathing the breath of life into him.
And breathes, then what else?
Man needs the watering mist of God's water daily to receive life and to maintain it.
Right, because walking in dry places, if we're not with the Lord on a daily, if we're not drinking the water, if we don't receive the mist, the water, the food every day, we dry up. Amen?
Amen.
Because we live, everything on earth lives from the water and the air, the breath of God. And in His Word, there is the breath of life. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so water yourself, or else you'd dry up and blow away. And you'll go away. Then what?
Revelation 11:11 also documents an instance of the breath of life out of God entering into man, the two witnesses.
Right. The Lord blew the breath of life into them, and up they stood up again. They were alive again, and up they went into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
In a cloud. In a mist. Okay, mist. Good one. Read it.
Revelation 11:11. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Go ahead.
Among God's creatures, only man has this privilege.
Okay, what privilege? To have the breath of life of God, the very essence of God, living in us. Amen? Eternal life. Okay, now, we're going to read a little bit from chapter 7 in the book of Matthew. And we'll start out at verse 6. Go ahead.
Give not that which is holy unto the dog.
Okay, now, God says that the Gentiles are the dogs. Amen? He said to the Gentile woman, you're a dog. A Gentile is a person that doesn't believe in God. They just listen to what he has to say, and they just, it goes in one ear and out the other. It goes away in the air someplace. Right? The Gentiles hear the message, and the water that is in them just evaporates. It goes into the air instead of the condensation coming down upon them and entering into them and staying there. It just goes in one ear, and they can hear it. And 5 minutes later, you see them bickering and hollering and screaming and doing the exact opposite of what the message said. It just, nothing stays inside of them. There's no spiritual glue in them. And then what?
Neither cast ye your pearls before swine.
And the Bible says those that do the Lord and fall away from the Lord are like dogs returning to their vomit and the sows going back to the wallowing in the mire. Amen?
Amen.
So dogs and pigs, the Lord calls people that don't receive His Word. Some people sitting in the church, in the home church, listening to all these messages, and a lot of them are receiving it and receiving power and strength from them. And others, they just say, I want to leave. Well, you know, we don't want them here anyway, and the Lord doesn't either. If they don't really aren't sincere about serving Him, what good are they? They cumber the earth. They don't receive any value from the Lord because they reject Him. And a lot of them are not even conscious that they're rejecting the Lord. Because so, there's the dogs. Don't give anything to them. Give no place to the dogs or the pigs. Give no place to the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Don't give them anything. Lest they turn and, do what?
Rend
you. No, trample. They trample what you give them underfoot and then turn and rend you on top of it. They'll go to court and testify against you falsely. They're pigs. They're dogs. They're the ones that bring false accusations against the elect of God. And they're not afraid to bring accusations against dignities of God. Because there's nothing in them. They're evil. They're wicked. They're pigs and they're dogs, these Gentiles. Then what?
Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you.
You know, they'd tear you to pieces. Send you off to prison. They'd do anything to you because they're pigs and dogs, God said. I didn't make that up. That's in the Bible. Okay, then what?
Ask and it shall be given you.
Okay, so if you're the water and the food is living in you, if my words abide in you and you abide in me, then you'll ask whatsoever you will and it'll be given unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said that. And he's the truth. And so if you get bummed out because you've got such a wicked mind that rationalizes everything what God says rather than receiving it by faith, then you're in big trouble. You're in big trouble now, and you're going to be in big trouble when you stand before the judgment bar of God. You can't rationalize away the word of God and enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to receive it by faith. Amen?
Amen.
By faith we're saved. And not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. Amen? Salvation. We have to have the Christ, the food, the water, the vapor, the bread of life, the river of life, the fountain of life. All right? We have to have it. Or all we are is this dust. And on top of that, dogs and pigs. And what else?
Seek and ye shall find.
You seek the Lord. And, I mean, if you want to get bummed out because something that you did before, and you just don't think that God is a forgiving God, just because you don't read the Bible enough and you don't receive what he says, if you read it anyway. He says, just admit what you've done and then turn to me, and I will forgive you. Amen?
Amen?
But it doesn't do any good to lay in the pig pen with the pigs. Even a pig, when he gets filthy and dirty and slop all over him, he'll get up and shake the mire off of him. Amen?
Amen.
So you're supposed to be, and the Bible says that you are much better than pigs and birds. Amen? Okay, then what else?
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Yeah, if you'll just ask the Lord, he'll give it to you. He'll open up and give you life. Amen?
Amen.
His life. Okay, then what?
For everyone that asketh, receiveth.
Everyone that asks will receive. Right? Then what?
And he that seeketh, findeth.
Yeah, if you're going to go down to the water so you can eat, you'll find it. You'll get to eat. Do you think if you don't go to the refrigerator, you won't be able to find anything in there? Or the pantry? You will, don't you know that? Or if you don't believe that you'll find it in your pantry or refrigerator, then don't believe if you go down to the grocery store, will you find food down there? Amen? Okay, some people smile at that one because they have more faith that there's food in the grocery store than there is in their own pantry or refrigerator. Then what?
And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?
Right, he proved that by dying for us. Would you die for your own child? And if you did, it wouldn't do any good for them so far as eternal life is concerned. You might save their life. Like when there's a car accident, some people throw themselves over their children so that in the event that a sharp piece of steel goes through them, it'll hit them rather than the child. But that wouldn't do anything so far. They might save their life, but it wouldn't do anything so far as sparing them from an eternity in the lake of fire, would it?
No.
No. Okay, then what?
Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
Okay, now, if you were sitting in prison, or if you know somebody sitting in prison there and they're innocent, and you know, you read that again.
Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would.
Wouldn't you like somebody to come to you and get you out of there? Or to at least attempt to try to get you out of there to make you know that there is godly people in this world that are going to hold out a helping hand to you and try to get you out at least. Doesn't that give you some kind of comfort to know that there's at least one person in the world that makes a difference in your life? You're there, you're innocent, you're on death row, and somebody put you there with a pack of lies, and you actually have sworn statements by the one that really did the killing that he did it, and then you have a sworn statement from a woman that lied about you to put you behind bars. She lied because the district attorney threatened her and says that, and the judge even says, I'm going to keep you in prison for life and possibly give you the electric chair if, or the needle, or the gas chamber, if you don't tell lies about that man that's sitting on death row. Is that the thing? What kind of a man or men are these that do such things to people? Whatever they sow, they're going to reap. Read that again.
Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you.
Well, you judges, would you like that to happen to you, and you prosecuting filthy scum? Would you like that men to do things like that to you? Then why do you do it to other people? Listen to the words of Jesus. Read it again from the top.
Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you.
Do you want men to do that to you? Okay, then what?
Do ye even so to them.
Okay, so I guess you want that to happen to you because you did that to many people. You put them in prison, then you knew they were innocent, and they put them there for life and even send them to the gas chambers to get the needle or the electric chair or to be hung. And you're going to receive eternal damnation for this in the lake of fire. Read that again now.
Therefore, all things whatsoever...
Now, this is God talking. This is the actual God that spoke the entire universe into existence and everything in the universe. And you better listen to what he says because he isn't saying words in an idle manner. He doesn't speak idly or for naught. The words that he's saying are spirit, and they are truth, and they're going to come to pass. Now read it again.
Therefore, all things...
All things that you would like somebody to do to you, then do unto others. Now I guess you must want somebody to do that to you, to put you on death row and send you to the guillotine, the gas chamber, the needle, the electric chair. Because that's what you're doing to people, you bunch of scum. You bunch of government scum. Now read it in Jesus' words. I keep interrupting. Forgive me, Lord.
Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
So you're breaking the whole law and the prophets. Now, Jesus said that the law is light. God said that. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible also says, the Word of God says, that Jesus is the light. So that must mean that if the law is light and Jesus is light, then Jesus is the law. All right? And whatever he says is law. And if you break the law, you're going to spend, and don't repent, you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. There's no other way to cut it. Okay, go ahead.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Enter you into the kingdom of heaven by the straight gate, because the way is straight and narrow. And there's very few that are going to be there. Go ahead and read it by Jesus.
For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
Yeah, you can send people to prison. That's one way to go to hell if they're innocent. You can send them to the gas chamber. That's another way to go to hell if these men are innocent. You know, you can lie about people. That's another way to go to hell. There's thousands of ways. It's a broad, vast different way. You can commit adultery. You can go to hell that way. Commit fornication. You can lie. You can steal. You can cheat. You can covet. You can do all kinds of things. You can rent a whorehouse. You can sell pornography. You can gaze at pornography and just lust after it. You can do... The devil has more than 31 different flavors, different ways to go to hell. Amen?
Amen?
You can disobey God and everything he says. And there are hundreds and hundreds of things that the Lord says that we are supposed to do. You cannot witness. You cannot testify. You can go out and witness and testify when you're not prepared. You don't know the Word of God. And you're witnessing in the letter, and you can be killing souls and thinking that you're winning them to the Lord. And you think that you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake when you're offending people by witnessing to them in the letter. Like one person's telling me that they told a person, well, you want to be in the entertainment industry or something like that, and you know it's really bad. They're like, the man is so stupid that he doesn't know that it's bad in the entertainment industry. You're insulting the man's intelligence, and he hung up on you. You're not ready. You're not witnessing in the spirit. You insult people's intelligence. Everybody knows what sin is out there almost because there's plenty of us around that are now preaching it. Amen?
Amen.
We're telling, the law tells us what sin is. Then what?
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
Well, what the Lord is saying here, every good Christian, a person that has the Lord's Spirit in him, brings forth real souls. I mean, there's good fruit, good produce. Because it's God's farm and we're all supposed to be working in the vineyard, in the field, the world, to win souls. And we have to prepare ourselves to do that. We have to be walking in the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. And not at all in the law of what? Huh? That's right, sin and death. Okay, then what?
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree.
All right, the person that's corrupt brings forth more corrupt people. Then what?
Good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Are you telling people? They're saying we got to go and bomb and murder a bunch of people over in some country when they weren't really the ones that destroyed the World Trade Center. The people that did it were people that are Nazis right in this government here that have infiltrated our good government. I'm not against our government, the U.S. Constitution. I'm against the Nazis that have invaded this government. But I don't come against them with a sword or anything like that. I tell people the word, what the Bible says about them. They're corrupt, and they bring forth more and more corruption into the world because they're servants of their father the devil. Then what?
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Right, they're saying that Bush is the Messiah. These unsaved Jews are saying that because he stood up for them. Little do they know that the Nazis are the ones that put the Jews to death in World War II. Amen? They just don't pay any attention to reality. They're living in a dream world. They are full of pipe dreams. They don't look at reality as a true spirit-filled Christian does. Go ahead.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
That's the ones that do it, the Lord says, the commandments are the ones that are entering into the kingdom of heaven. People have to remember that. All through the day you have to consider, what can I do? What can I do? Is there something that you want me to do now, Lord? And what is it? Because if we seek him, we're going to find what he wants. Then what else?
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?
Yeah, just like Judas did, cast out devils and raised the dead and preached to people and healed people. And then all of a sudden, he betrayed the Lord. And all the good things the Lord told Ezekiel that you do, if you don't continue telling people about the Lord, all the good things that you have taken, if you discontinue keeping his commandments, then everything that you did, in your whole life, if you lived 100 years and you just start doing the wrong thing, all the good things that you did are erased away from you. So we can't live on past laurels any more than we can live on the bread that we ate yesterday, because the Lord makes the old bread stink. We have to eat and drink every day the bread of life. Amen? That's the only way to stay alive. Okay, then what?
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them.
Yeah, not just hear them, get knowledge, but does what the understanding of the word is, that you do what you understand the Lord is telling you to do. And it's very plain. Amen?
Amen.
That's the ones that are going to enter in. Not everyone. Go ahead, read it again.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man.
Right, because all they do is receive knowledge, and they don't get understanding. They don't understand that they have to do what he says. Amen? It's a foolish man, foolish woman, idiots. And here's the Lord himself saying that. And then you've got a bunch of false prophets that the Lord says to beware of, and they're telling you that the Lord has already done the work. We don't have to do anything. This is contrary to what the Lord himself is saying right here and all throughout the Bible. And again, I'm going to repeat, as I did in yesterday's message, that James stated, I'll show you my faith by my works, by doing what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
All right, go ahead.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.
Right, because all authority and all power in the whole universe belongs only to Jesus. And so, if we're going to have the power and authority in our lives to be able to take over the world and to teach the world, and to compel the world to come under the teachings of Jesus, we have to have the Lord Jesus in us, because we can do nothing without him. Amen?
Amen.
Christ, we have to eat him and drink him daily. And this is the 30th message that I've sent out into the world, teaching that we have to eat and drink the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
This is Tony Alamo. Amen. Praise the Lord.